With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The tanker seized by the U.S. off Venezuela is said to have been carrying sanctioned oil from Venezuela and Iran. It's another blow to the Maduro dictatorship in Venezuela. And following a daring escape from Venezuela, this year's Nobel Peace Prize recipient greeted her supporters in Norway.
Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado has appeared in public for the first time in 11 months. A crowd gathered outside her hotel in Oslo chanted freedom and sang Venezuela's national anthem. Machado waved to supporters on a hotel balcony early on Thursday morning. Her appearance came a day after her daughter accepted the Nobel Peace Prize on her behalf. Machado had been in hiding since January the 9th after being briefly detained during a protest in Caracas. Machado was recognized after mounting the most serious peaceful challenge in years to the authoritarian government of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. I'm Karen Chamas.
Machado plans to return to her homeland. Amid devastating flooding in the Pacific Northwest, Washington Governor Bob Ferguson has signed a statewide emergency declaration.
Rivers are raging in western Washington from a powerful atmospheric river that's been drenching the state from way out in the Pacific.
Pulling subtropical moisture from well back towards the dateline.
Greg Galina at the National Weather Service.
This is producing a lot of heavy rainfall, and we're seeing totals over 10, 12 inches.
While Wednesday was expected to be the peak, Galina warns
rivers will remain swollen through probably most of the week. But then again, we'll probably have another event of heavy rainfall producing towards the weekends.
I'm Ben Thomas.
On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 2 points. NASDAQ futures down 126. This is SRN News. A battle over faith is raging north of the border.
In the province of Quebec, lawmakers are considering a hate crimes law that would bar any and all religious expressions in public. It's aimed at Muslims who sometimes pray in public, but Muslim, Christian, and other faith leaders are railing against the legislation. Analysts say the measure would also bar Christians from wearing a cross and Muslim women from wearing a hijab. Religious freedom guarantees in Canada are not as strong as here in the U.S. Michael Harrington reporting.
The national dispute over medication abortion is playing out in Washington, D.C. A group of 51 Republican senators and 22 GOP attorneys general have asked the FDA to reinstate the 2021 in-person restriction and upend the transit of abortion pills. In response, 47 Democratic senators and 20 attorneys general have issued letters supporting the safety of abortion drugs. This is SRN News. Oil companies have offered $279 million for drilling rights in the Gulf of America in the first offshore lease sale in the region since 2023.
Wednesday's Department of Interior auction was the first of 30 sales planned for the Gulf under Republican efforts to ramp up U.S. fossil fuel production. The sale came after President Trump's administration announced plans to allow new drilling off Florida and California for the first time in decades. Chevron, Shell, and BP were among the 30 companies to submit bids to drill in what the administration now calls the Gulf of America. Bob Agner reporting.
Ukrainian President Zelensky is set to hold urgent talks today with leaders from roughly 30 countries. It's aimed at bolstering Kiev's efforts to secure the best possible terms in a peace agreement to end the war with Russia. Leaders from Germany, Britain, and France are expected to take part via video link. More details at srnnews.com.